I always picture like a really cool person like playing the drums when you put this intro music on. I wish I could play the drums.
I picture cool people all together playing this music, and they're just looking at us and they're like, really, we're playing this for these guys?
Yeah, we're not cool.
So.
Yeah. But hello, everyone.
Yeah, we're cool enough to be into season 7.
Hell yeah.
Law and Disorder coming at you. Season 7. Tis the Halloween season.
Yes, it is very close upon us.
Yes. So before we get too far into it, let's thank the sponsors. Thanks to Young Ideas Dish for all of your Dish and Google product needs. And Wayspace Audio for the music. They're cool enough to play this for us.
They like us. Yeah.
I appreciate that. So yeah, we're talking Halloween stuff. This is that time of year when you get to dress up. I screwed that up. That's okay.
That's okay.
We're at that time of year when you dress up. You know, you got parties.
Some people dress down.
Gatherings.
They drink.
A lot.
They eat.
Weird stuff.
Yeah.
So,
They go to strangers' houses and ask for free candy.
Oh, yeah.
Not knowing what the stranger put in it. You know, normal things.
Just normal things. The time of year. So, what comes along with that, you know, is obviously people get creative with their costumes. And then some people cross boundaries.
They cross the line and you're like, dude, nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about costumes that you probably should not do this Halloween season.
Yeah, we're going to give you guys a courtesy heads up. If you were thinking about dressing up in one of these costumes, maybe don't. Granted, I know like we're not your friends and we don't have to see you, but to avoid the stigma or the embarrassment, just like don't wear these.
The whispers behind you, and even more, living in infamy on social media.
Yeah, someone's going to post a picture of you and it'll be on the internet forever.
Yeah, and guess what? You're going to have kids.
Ooh, yeah.
And they're going to see it. And their teachers are going to see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of reasons why you don't want to do certain things. You don't want to dress a certain way for Halloween. It's going to come back and get you. So before, you know, let's get into it. Let's talk about things that you should not wear this Halloween season. Things you shouldn't dress as.
Which this first one, I'm like, I would. So you shouldn't dress as, may she rest in peace, Her Royal Highness, the Queen Mother of the UK. Because she died.
The Queen Elizabeth? Was that right?
Yep.
You shouldn't dress. Is it still too soon?
It's saying it's too soon. But that was a really long time ago. And she was queen for like ever. She was queen for what, 70 something years?
Yeah, like 75,
and
76
years.
We're
Americans. Like, she wasn't even our queen.
Do you think it's offensive to British people? Like, if they see us dressed like the queen? Is it one of those things where Brits can do it? Like, we can do it, but you can't?
I think you'd... I don't know. No, I think we could. Like, they can dress up as, like, our president and make fun of our president. I mean, we do that.
That's true.
You know? Wouldn't it be more offensive to dress up and make fun of, like, the current king?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I know the public's feelings about the queen versus the king and all that, so... I would rather dress as the queen and honor her memory.
Okay.
So, I think there's a respectable way to do it.
Here's one that you probably shouldn't dress as. I know it's been a few years now, but it's still, it doesn't go away. It just doesn't. COVID.
I don't even know how you dress up as COVID.
I mean, apparently you dress like this weird looking, like, it looks like a science, you know, like when you had to make a little craft in high school for science class. And like, here, show cancer. It's like, show AIDS. And it's like, you got to make like this, you got to get the little sphere. Remember you had to get the little sphere styrofoam thing and you had to like color it. And
it looks like this guy is wearing like a disgusting like pizza costume. Like one that's all rotted. Like, well, doesn't look like pizza.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be COVID.
Oh, so maybe it's like a bacterium thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like that. It looks like rotten pizza.
Well, under a microscope, maybe that's what COVID looks like, is rotten pizza.
Huh.
So, I don't know. I think it's still too soon. COVID's still fresh on the brain. It hadn't gone away. So, I mean,
I'd be more offended at someone dressing like a Karen during COVID. That was the worst.
Well, so then the next one somebody found as offensive is the vaccine. They found the COVID-19 vaccine is offensive.
At least it didn't, in this picture, they don't, you know, point out whether or not it was like the, what was it, Moderna or the other one?
Pfizer.
This one was the generic, I guess.
Generic vaccine.
I got 3 of them.
I did too, I think. Another one that you probably shouldn't do is the anti-vaxxer.
Oh, yeah. That still kind of hurts.
It still hurts, and it's when they do that, it's not meant to be funny. It's meant to be offensive.
I know.
Like they're, like they're mocking anti-vaxxers.
Yeah. And like, I know people would see that and think COVID vaccine, but like they're applying that to all vaccines too. Like meningitis and hepatitis and all the other ones you have to get so you literally won't die.
Yeah. So they're saying like, don't do that because you're making fun of, you're making a joke about things that have caused death.
Mm-hmm.
Like COVID. Oh man, this is jacked up. Anti-vaxxer with a dead child.
Nuh-uh.
Like they have like a baby skeleton. And it's like, you know, my baby died because I didn't vaccinate it.
Oh, that's messed up. That, nah. No.
Let's not be an anti-vaxxer with a dead child.
No. This one's weird. Don't go anything related to monkeypox. Was there a monkeypox outbreak this year?
I think there was a recent monkeypox something or other.
I thought it was bird flu. Or mad cow. I don't know. It's all the disease animal diseases.
Mad cow. I haven't heard about mad cow in a while. The other one that they're saying is don't go as a plague doctor. You know, the doctors that wear those weird masks. What did they, I don't remember what they were called back in the day, but they had that weird mask, like the long nose and everything.
I don't know what they're like called
either.
From like
World War II or World War I.
Oh, they're from before that.
But they have like this big long snout thing and the goggly eyes and you're like a plague. Like they know like they were there to treat plague. So, again, it goes back to mocking things that can kill people. So don't do that. Not this Halloween, at least.
Oh, this one's good. Do not dress as a certain race. Yeah, I think that one's kind of common sense, you know.
Is it really?
I would hope so.
Is it really?
I would hope so.
Like, the one that comes to example is don't go as a racist caricature of a Mexican person. Like where you have a sombrero and a ball of tequila and a poncho. But every year, you go to a Halloween party and there's somebody dressed as one. And guess what? They're not even Mexican.
They never are. but what if they were Mexican? Would it be okay then? Speaking as someone, you are Mexican.
It's okay. I've known people that have done it. You know, I've known Mexicans that have done it. I mean, it's funny, but it's still offensive.
I would never do that, I promise.
Well, the one that I don't think anybody should go as is a Native American. Unless you're Native American, I guess, but there's not that many of those left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that kind of irks me. I don't see that very often. I don't know if I've seen very too many people dressed up like Native Americans, so that's good.
Native American would be one. The next one would be, don't change your color.
Are you about to go where I think you're going with this one?
Do not blackface yourself.
If that's not a given, then we should just, give up, because that is the most recognizable no-no when it comes to dressing up. Never, ever, 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 ever do that. Ooh.
And then other things that you shouldn't dress as are like things that have gone on in pop culture in recent memory. So like Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, let's not do that. The Will Smith slap, let's not do that. The Danny Masterson rape trial thing, let's not do that. OJ and Nicole Brown Simpson, let's not do that.
Mm-mm.
You know, like what are other celebrity scandals from over the years that you...
The president getting indicted.
Yeah.
Former president. What else?
There's always scandal. But like Britney Spears this year. Britney Spears with the stupid knives. Don't go as Britney doing her knife dance.
Here's a big one. Don't dress as like a sexual predator. Like, don't be Bill Cosby. Don't be Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't be that coach. What was his name?
Jerry Sandusky.
Don't be him.
And to go on top of that, don't be a quote-unquote serial rapist, but serial like the food.
That doesn't make it funny.
It's or like
any better.
It's like it's poking fun at things that you shouldn't poke fun at. Like, just because it's a pun doesn't mean it's funny. You know, there's just a lot of stuff. Politicians. Like, you shouldn't make fun of politicians. I mean, some of them should be made fun of, but you still shouldn't do it. I think it's a lack of respect. You know, the Donald Trump masks and the Mitch McConnell and, you know, Ted Cruz and all that. It's like...
Is that only appropriate, like, if they've died?
No, you shouldn't dress like anybody if they've died.
I feel like I've seen a lot of people dress up as, like, Ronald Reagan and, you know, like, past presidents and stuff.
So this goes to another one that I was reading. Don't be a zombie celebrity. Meaning, if they've passed on, like, I don't want to see you as, like, zombie Betty White or zombie Michael Jackson or zombie Queen Elizabeth or zombie Marilyn Monroe or anybody dead that's a zombie. Like... Don't do that.
And what's so weird is that to me, and I'm sure to you, these seem like obvious no-nos, but some people think that that's just so funny and that they should do it.
There is more. There's like lists. We're going off of lists.
I know.
Of things that you shouldn't be. Here's one. Seems obvious to everybody. To everybody in the world, I think. A Ku Klux Klan member.
And then people wear it and they're like, no, I'm a ghost. No, dude, you're... No. Because that... Things like that, like, it's still fresh. Like, there are people that are alive that had to live through that. Like, that is still fresh in a lot of people's minds. So I don't think that's something to... That's not something I think that should be remembered.
No.
Ever. Not, I mean, remember, it's good to remember to learn from it, but not to make fun of.
No.
Yeah.
You know, a Klan member, here's another one, a necrophiliac. That's the one that has sex with dead people, I believe.
I thought they ate dead people.
No, necrophiliacs, I think, have sex with dead people.
Are you serious? I don't know what that means, but okay, I believe you. I'm pretty
sure they have sex with dead people. So don't be a necrophiliac.
You know what that reminds me of? I read recently there is an epidemic happening with necrophilia with funeral home directors or like the people that prep the bodies for like funerals.
What?
So I think there is a job shortage right now of that because they are asking for more females to be... I can't remember what they're called. It's the people...
Like morticians?
Yes, yes. These are the people that, like, take the body and prep it for a funeral and put it in the casket. You know, they take out the insides and put it in the nice clothes and whatever else they do. I don't know what they do. But there have been a lot of cases recently of male morticians or whoever, whatever they're called, having sex with the female dead bodies.
Okay, hold on. So... How do you know that happened? Like, if did another mortician turn you in because he saw you? Because nobody's gonna look at like Nana and be like, well, Nana looks like she was violated. You know, like somebody had to catch you, like somebody caught you in the act. There's no like, oh, she looks like she's been violated. Somebody caught you on camera. Somebody walked in.
So you want to know how they're catching a lot of these people? And I know we're off subject here, but this was really interesting to me when I read this article. So when you commit that act on a dead body, there's a certain bacteria that you acquire as the male. Mm-hmm. So then when that male has intercourse with a live female, it's kind of like a sexually transmitted disease. She'll get an STD and, you know, she won't know what it is right away. She'll think it's one of the common ones. But when you go get tested and they test you for all those and they see that it's like this one certain strand of bacteria or virus or whatever it is, they're like, you only can get this through necrophilia. So this, they found out this was happening from women who got STDs from men who had sex with the bodies.
Oh my God. I'd never even thought of that.
Yes. That is how they found out.
And it makes sense because it's a decomposing organism.
Yes. And there's only one way to get it. And that's the way to get it. Oh. Necrophilia. And then he passed it on to a live woman. And then she went and got tested and found out.
Oh my God. That's so shocking to me.
But you didn't think that episode was going to take that turn, huh?
No, I didn't think that episode was going to take that turn at all.
Yeah.
Wow.
So don't dress as a necrophiliac.
Wow. Yeah. That really did. No, I didn't see that going that way at all. Mm-hmm. Okay, moving on. An aborted baby. Mm. Let's not be an aborted baby. It's never been funny. Definitely won't be funny now.
Yeah, that's a hot topic too.
Anything involving like terrorist attacks. So like a suicide bomber, you know, anything to do with like the Twin Towers, the Boston Marathon bombing, you know, Columbine, school shootings, like a lot of stuff. A lot of different ones that you shouldn't do.
Yeah, none of those are funny.
You know, here's one, an eating disorder.
There has to be some sick people out there that have dressed like this in order for this list to be created. Because I'm sure someone didn't just say, oh, I hope no one ever dresses like this. There are people that have done this and we've had to say, no, no, that's bad.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think Halloween's supposed to be fun, you know?
It is supposed to be fun.
It can be scary. Like, there's nothing wrong with being like a scary witch or I don't know. You can be a scary person, but to mock something, I think, is just so mean.
Well, and to go on with that, like when you're mocking like Caitlyn Jenner, for example. Caitlyn Jenner is a member of the trans community, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't do that. You're mocking like an entire group of people. At that point, it's no different than blackface, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because you're mocking an entire demographic of people
that are having their rights challenged, you know?
Exactly. Like, let's not do that. A homeless person, somebody's misfortune there you're making fun of.
Don't dress as an immigrant. Like,
Don't dress as an immigrant. Homeless person, like a mental patient. You know, there's a lot of things out there you can be, but there's like only a few things you can't be.
Yeah.
You know,
like the world is your oyster. Literally, you could dress up as an oyster, but like, you're gonna be remembered if you dress up in any of these. That's how people are gonna remember you, is that a-hole who was making fun of a group of people or a person who died tragically. I don't know, but it's just, you don't want to be remembered for that. I want to be remembered for like my cool creative costume.
Yeah.
That's how you win costume contests. Not by how offensive you are.
Not by being mean to people.
Yep.
You know? And then there's even one here that says anything involving bestiality. Again, the necrophiliac, the bestiality, like how many people are dressing like bestiality where it has to be put on a list.
That is disgusting. I don't even know how you dress like bestiality.
I don't think I want to know. But it's right up there with necrophilia. And my question, now that you've brought up this STD thing, is there something that happens, like, that they know you've committed bestiality? Is there some kind of, like, bacteria that your dog or cat gives off?
I haven't read that article, but it wouldn't surprise me.
We didn't have to Google anything about bestiality. You know, anything involving drugs, Like, you know,
don't be an OD person. Like, oh, don't dress as an OD.
But don't dress as, like, drugs. Like, that's not cool. Drugs are bad. Don't be drugs.
Oh, and then there are people that think that they can dress up like, who the teenagers like to listen to on YouTube? I don't even remember his name. He's, like, the really, like, obnoxious guy who's, like, men are above women and women have no rights and
like a male chauvinist.
Yeah, there's like male chauvinists that are really popular right now. I don't remember their names, but like guys will dress up like them and be like, I'm cool, I'm this guy.
Yeah, don't do that.
No.
So the we got three more.
Okay,
so this one here should be a given. Don't dress like Adolf Hitler. He Mm-mm. tried to, like, exterminate an entire group of people.
Mm-hmm.
So, that falls right there with terrorists. While you're at it, don't be a Jewish person. Like a concentration camp victim or anything like that. Like, let's stay away from the anti-Semitic stuff.
Yep.
Anything involving, like, the crucifixion of Christ, that's probably not a good one either. You know? We're narrowing it down now to things you really cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting a little, like, too intense. Here's the last two, which I don't know why people, why this is even on a list. This should be like common sense, even more than like Hitler and
blackface and all that.
Yeah, even more. Penis. Don't dress like a penis.
I've seen those at like bachelorette parties. So I... As long as the penis isn't, like, making fun of, like, certain, I don't know, like, maybe, like, if as long as it's not making fun of, like, a certain race's kind or, like, if it's not pointing anything specific out, if it's just a penis, I would say only at an adult party.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. You gotta also, I guess the logic behind me is, like, you're dressed like a penis and you gotta go to a grocery store or the liquor store or something. There's a chance some kid's going to see you. And that's just, that's offensive.
Again, you should only have it on at the place where the adult party is happening. I'm not saying you should go out in regular public in it. No.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, if you wear something that is so offensive that everybody that sees it knows what it is and they know it's offensive. I mean, don't dress like a penis. And that's the last one would be don't dress like a vagina.
Like, but what if you're a couple that dresses as that and you go in together strictly for the couples contest? I would never go out again in public in that. Like, take it off before you get in the car.
You know, it's just that stuff just seems a little too, to me, that's more vulgar than like the sexy nurse or the sexy witch or anything like that. Like, to me, that seems more offensive because it's just not appropriate. You just don't whip either one of those out in public. So... You know, I don't know. I think once you get to that, that's not rated R to me. That's like that rated like X, double X, triple X, whatever. It's a little too risque. But again, there's different parties for different people. But
when you say that, I'm thinking like a big like inflatable.
That's exactly what I'm thinking of. That's exactly what I'm thinking of. It's like an inflatable penis. And you're just like walking down the street looking like the Kool-Aid man with a big old like inflatable penis.
That's funny.
That's exactly what I'm thinking of.
I agree, it'd be offensive in public, but I'm not gonna lie, that one I would like genuinely just like laugh at an adult party.
But there's so many things that you can be out there, and I'm not saying you can't poke fun at things, but what I'm saying is that poke fun in good taste.
Mm-hmm.
Be tasteful about it. There's a lot of stuff out there you can make fun of that's okay. But, you know, you don't want to offend people when you're doing it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. You know what my biggest thing is that I hate seeing at Halloween? When people dress their little girls up in sexy costumes.
Ooh.
And I'm like, okay, she's 6. And she's wearing like a little Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
Or like a Hooters girl or something. It's like
costume. And like, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but there should be a 6-year-old version of that. But no, they have this girl in like the little like bra crop top thing. And like her tummy showing short shorts. And I'm like, but she's 6.
No.
Like, is there not a 6-year-old version? I don't know. I think it's over-sexualizing kids. And I know some people will say, it's Halloween, it's all in good fun, and blah, blah, blah. But I think there's still... Let them be a kid.
I mean, if you want them to be a kid, like, if you want them to, like, you know, that's when you you dress like a ghost and a witch and a...
Or a princess or princess, a fireman.
Like, yeah, but I don't know. Like I said, there's a certain line that you really don't want to cross. Because, again... If you dress like a penis, Senator, at some point you're going to want to run for president, and they're going to find that penis picture of you when you were 19 years old, and they're going to post it on the internet. And you're going to lose your election because you dressed like a penis when you were 19 years old, Mr. Senator. That's the things you got to think about.
Well, yeah, in this day and age, yeah.
It's like all these, you're a 22-year-old kid and you dress like blackface, and then one day you're trying to run for office or something, and it's like, oh, you know, this scandal. Nobody cares when it happened. All they know is that it's scandal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if there's anything that we've learned in the last couple of years, you can commit a crime 20 years ago and they're going to get you. You know, ask Bill Cosby, ask Harvey Weinstein, ask all them. Like, you can't get away with crap nowadays.
Well, they deserve to not get away with crap. I know, but
I'm just saying, they thought they could get away with it. And they committed, like, actual crimes. But what I'm saying is that you can do something really stupid, like dress like blackface at a party, at a frat party, and then 20 years later, you're running for office and you don't get elected. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's all going to come back and bite you. And that's the thing you have to assume. You have to assume that it's going to get documented, because everything is documented now. I have tens of thousands of pictures on my mobile device. Tens of thousands of pictures. Just random, you know, family, friends, dogs, me.
Cars,
you know. And I'm sure that I was somewhere one day where I saw some dude, like, dressed stupid. And I'm like, hey, I'll take a picture of this guy. And then one day I might be like, hey, that guy's running for office. I got his picture.
Check out me and him.
Hey, hey, National Enquirer, do you want this? $100,000. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are things you really got to think about, is how will it affect me one day?
Mm-hmm. I wish more people thought like that.
The internet's forever.
It's a great lesson to teach your kids now.
Oh, especially our kids now, because they literally are growing up as an entire generation of nothing but internet.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing hard. There's no, like, hard copy. It's all in the cloud. We learned about the cloud. It evolved as we got older, but now everything is in the cloud. This show is going to be in the cloud. Thank God. Everything. Nothing dies.
Nope.
So think about those things. Have fun. Have fun on Halloween.
Yeah.
Have a good time. But just think about a couple little things when you're out there mm-hmm. doing your shenanigans.
If I see someone dressed as something inappropriate, I will take a picture.
And you'll post it online.
No, I'm going to blackmail them.
You're going to use facial recognition and you're going to find out who they are.
Oh, it'll be easy. Yeah. It'll be easy.
Yeah, you just Google and you'll find them.
Yep.
AI's a mother, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's going to wrap up costume talk, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy yourself this Halloween season.
Yes, have fun. Be safe.
Yeah, have fun and be safe. I think that's a good way to end it.
And eat lots of candy.
Not too much, though, because then you got like the holidays coming up. Like, bam, 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 it ends. Halloween's over, and then bam, you got your turkey and your everything and your food. Like, there's a lot of food going on right now.
This is the only time of year I like buy candy, so I kind of enjoy myself. Mm. But, you know, everyone's does their own thing.
Well, that's going to wrap us up, guys. Let's kick a shout out to the sponsors. Thank you to Wave Space Audio for the music.
Mm-hmm.
Young Ideas for all of your Dish and Google needs.
Thanks, guys.
And on behalf of myself and Miss Caitlin,
we're
Law and Disorder wrapping up another episode of season 7. Talk to you later.
Bye. Laters.